morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller at the Lake Chelan Historical Society. Today's story is about Frank Wren. He was born July 13, 1875, and he married Lois Ridenour in 1903. Frank and his family traveled in a covered wagon from Cuenta, Texas, and arrived in Chelan on April 20, 1900. Along the trail, they met Daniel Campbell, who was traveling by team from Chelan to Kansas. Frank Wren and Dan Campbell were both red-hot Democrats and quickly became friends. The Wrens traveled with an organ on the back of their wagon that one of their daughters played, and Daniel enjoyed singing while she played. Campbell told the Wrens about Chelan, and after thoroughly looking over Walla Walla, where they had planned to live, they traveled on to Chelan and settled there. Wren worked as a carpenter with Dan Campbell, building the Campbell Hotel in 1900. He was a young man in his 40s. Willing to work, he became an expert Finnish carpenter by the time of the grand opening of the hotel in 1901. He continued over the years working as a carpenter as well as doing other work. Wren bought 160 acres of land on the bench above Chelan Falls and raised a large orchard of apples, apricots, and mostly prunes. It was a dry land orchard, and a spring furnished water for the home and garden. The farm had a fruit dryer, where the previous owner was reputed to have made a fortune selling dried prunes to the army during the Spanish-American War. The dryer burned down in 1905. In 1916, Wren was sent to New York to secure an outlet for an enormous overproduction of and glut of fruit. He was successful in contracting the sale of much of the fruit with a New York produce merchant. He observed the spoiling of carloads of consignment fruit in the commission yards and suggested that holding the fruit in storage at the shipper's end would solve the problem. He then built the first cold storage shed at Chelan Falls along the Wenatchee-Okanagan branch of the Great Northern Railway. The facility held 200 carloads of apples. Frank Wren became an authority and a success in cold storage shipping and marketing. A Wenatchee World article in 1949 reported the passing of Frank Wren, and it will always be as having friends because he himself had been a friend through the years. And this is Don Lloyd, your storyteller.